one more time this Friday on Inside Agriculture, brought to you by Stout Miller in Valley City. Winter is always a scary time, or at least approaching winter, we get a little anxiety about what the coldest months of the year might bring. On AgriTalk yesterday, let's hear Sean Hackett's thoughts.
We're expecting that we could have a top five cold winter. Last year, we had a top 10 cold winter. The big difference this year is we have a warm North Pacific and a cold North Atlantic. The last time that we had that setup was in the winter of 2013-2014. Okay. It doesn't happen very often. It's a pretty rare combination. And as long as we're more in what's called a neutral kind of ENSO state, which we will be in the winter time, it does tend to create the upper airflow pattern that brings those polar vortexes into the center east of the country and creates that super cold type of winter, you know, that we get from time to time. I mean, in weather forecasting, there's no guarantees. Things can always change. But I'm about as certain as I can possibly be. I went back and looked at every single time we had this setup. And the worst case scenario is a top 10 cold winter, meaning we never had a winter that was not at least top 10. The key is, can it be a top five or can it be a top three? 2013-14 was a top one cold winter for that season. I can't say for sure if we're going to get something like that quite yet until we get further into the season, but I'm very comfortable with very cold winter, substantially higher natural gas prices.
What are the chances of a La Nina affected winter? Daryl Richeson.
Well, I'd say there's 100% chance that there will be a weak La Nina, at least for part of the upcoming winter. Here's the interesting thing. The last nine weak La Ninas were drier and warmer than average. So it kind of blows the whole La Nina's bring cold and snow to the area, which I've always chuckled at that because statistically it does in the sense of if you use average, because we had two really snowy winters with weak La Nina, so it skews the averages. But when you use what percent of years actually were that way, two-thirds of them are not. I'm not saying one way or the other for this winter. I'm just saying six of the last nine were drier than a little bit warmer than average. Because one thing does not create another. There's always multiple variables involved. And I would be the first to say that maybe an El Nino or La Nina in a given year might be the biggest factor, but it's never even close to the only factor. But I will say that a lot of, La Nina or this type of condition, you know, we tend to have these warmer than average autumns. You know, it has been generally a warmer than average fall to this point. And so that's another way of saying that one season doesn't necessarily correlate to the next one coming up.
So enjoy days like today as long as they last. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Have a great weekend. Go Bison, and we'll see you Monday.